Welcome back to the Breakthrough Entertainment Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies Part 5. And of course, this month's Halloween Spooktacular Part 4. Try to keep up with that. Have a great time with it, of course. And this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give him a call at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Or visit them online, alexandersautorepair.com. Make sure you're not stranded on Halloween. Make sure your car's up to par there.
Yeah, you don't want to be sleepwalking down the highway.
No, not this year.
Betsy Bry singing Sleepwalk from The Conjuring.
Betsy Bry.
Yes.
Okay. I haven't seen The Conjuring.
You haven't seen The Conjuring?
Yeah, they have some sequels
to
Vera
Farmiga.
I should have seen it then.
Yeah, you should.
She's
all
great.
I have to do is
and
say
both
Vera
of the Farmiga sisters are great.
Yes, yes. And we'll hear, they you know, of course, it. Annabelle, we'll hear something from that in just a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, The Conjuring Sleepwalk.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, of course, yes, just a few moments ago.
That song didn't originally have words.
No, I know, and it didn't. But now it does for The Conjuring. Well, not for The Conjuring, but there was a version in Conjuring.
Well, that sounds like it was recorded quite some time ago.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of messing my mind up again because I'm too excited that we have on someone from a movie that I just gave a thumbs up to.
Yes.
Moments ago, Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension. It opened yesterday in select theaters. I saw it. I liked it, and I usually don't even like these Paranormal Activity movies.
That's nice.
But actor Chris Murray, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for having me on.
And I don't feel bad for that, you know, Eric, because this is actually the first movie that Chris has been in for Paranormal Activity, so it's not his fault that I didn't like the previous entries.
Yeah, I'm all about you liking this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
but I really did like it, that, you know, that we finally get to see the activity and all that. So first of all, I wanted to ask you, were you familiar, you'd think you'd have to be living under a rock if you weren't familiar with the Paranormal Activity franchise, but were you a fan of it? Were you following the serial nature of it?
You know, I got to be honest. I saw the first one in the theater, and you know, I was scared to death, and I kind of stayed away after that. They got me pretty good, and then it wasn't until after I got the job that I dove into the rest of them. So yeah, in fact, I have seen them all, and yeah, you know, I like them. I like what they do. I like how they make you feel. You know, I like that it's just it's a ride that you go on. And they scare the daylights out of you.
Yeah, yeah, especially this one. I admitted to having a few jump scares.
Can I ask you how old you were when you saw the first one?
How old I was?
Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
It was 2007, so about, what is that, 7, 8 years?
So, yeah, so I was in my 20s.
I was
in my mid-20s.
Okay, yeah.
I'm with you there on that, Chris. The first one, not only that it was pretty scary, but in the theater, though, and it was packed, you know, sellout crowd, it's like there's this weird feel that was in there. It's like, wow, you know, this is amazing. And I remember later that night, you know, I'm at home, and my girlfriend at the time is like, oh, could you go, you know, turn on the air? It's pretty hot in here. I'm like, I'm not going out there.
Yeah. No, I actually saw it last night with a bunch of my friends. And a couple of them had to go sleep alone, and we were all kind of joking about it. And these are pretty burly, strong men. We're a little hesitant to go back by themselves.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So yeah, definitely, you know, it has a lot of, like you said, jump scares. It's got the great mythology from the previous films. I think they really did a good job, sort of nailing the you know, the occult aspect of the coven. And sort of the satanic nature of Toby, of the demon.
Yes, of course, Toby. We hear that name an awful lot in the movie. And
we do.
Yeah, he's a really creepy guy in all of his different forms. And of course, we don't want to spoil anything, but you do see an awful lot in this movie, and we'll probably touch on that in just a short while. But I wanted to also ask you first, something that's always made me curious is a lot of the times you aren't in front of the camera, you're behind it. Are you actually holding the camera?
You know, I am. Not all the time. It's actually quite a heavy camera, but I would say 70% of the time we're actually holding the camera when we're shooting the film. Because you want to sort of have that one-on-one with the other actor. You know, you're in the scene with them. If you're sort of standing behind someone, it makes it a little more difficult, you know, to get that sort of that honest thing that you need from the other person mm-hmm. when you're in a scene. So I would say some of the more successful scenes, some of the scarier scenes, you are you're definitely holding the camera.
Wow!
And then they'll yell, you know, they'll cut the scene, and then they'll come in and do a more professional cameraman pass.
Mm-hmm.
So it's challenging. A lot of times you have trouble with your eye line because you as the actor behind the camera, you're trying to find the other actor and make eye contact, but then you're a little bit off to the left eye line wise.
And
so it's a little tricky.
And all the while, you're in character because you're delivering your lines as well, right?
Yeah. You have to be, you know, you can't drop the character. So I got to say, it definitely, these movies have some challenging aspects as an actor. One that, you know, I've never done before. But it was, you know, it was a challenge that I enjoyed. You know, I met. What else did I was going to do? I didn't really have a choice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's quite a bit of voice acting, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, as you said earlier, you know, we see a lot of these things, and as I was alluding to, that these things are really creepy to look at. Of course, they range from just like weird ethereal spots in the sky to actual demons, I guess. So, of course, you don't see that unless I don't, you know, maybe you did see something on set. But how is it to act around those things that aren't there
weren't
until
there.
Post. Yeah.
Pretty challenging. You use, you know, as a trained actor, you use whatever you can from your training. But a lot of times you're just having to imagine something that's there and create some sort of vis-a-vis and as if scenario, like opening this door is as if I know there's probably a guy with a gun on the other side of it, and that's going to scare me pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, so there's actually quite a bit of acting, you know, that you do. It's not necessarily green screen acting, but it's definitely imagining. And we would often take our own cues as actors. Like when we would see something and be scared, we would take our own cue. Meaning there wasn't somebody there jumping out at us. You know, we just had to react when we were ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually coming from whoever was holding the camera.
Oh, nice.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of challenges as an actor, ones that I didn't foresee, to be quite honest.
Yeah, it's definitely very unique. And, you know, Chris, when you were younger, you know, growing up, did you have a big liking of the horror genre? Or, in you know, part two of that is also now as an actor, from what you've already done, as well as some other stuff that might be coming up in the future, do you have a preference ever on what genre you work in?
Well, you know, I guess I would say that I gravitate towards more of the lighthearted, comedic stuff, sort of, you know, made my living or have made my living as an actor doing comedy. And as a kid, I got to say, I wasn't terribly into horror. You know, I think I was scared of the dark. I remember watching Children of the Corn and the Freddy Krueger movies, and it just, I took them too personally. You know, they weren't enough make-believe for me. So I kind of clicked off, and I guess I was more into the Chris Farley movies and you know, the Tommy Boy, the Black Sheep. And now that I've been in a horror movie and gone through that, I guess I would say that I'm open to doing anything next. I don't think I would jump right into another found footage movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely made me realize I want to play a little bit more of a complicated character, not necessarily always a funny guy, which I've done before. So maybe I'm moving on into, you know, maybe a little darker of a role or just something that has a personal connection with me.
Well, I thought you did a very good job in Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension. I'll remind our listeners, we are speaking with actor Chris Murray about his role in Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension. I really did believe that you were finding these tapes and that you were, you know, scared by these demons and whatnot. But you know who really did a great job? Speaking of Children of the Corn, Ivy George as your daughter. That scene, I mean, she did a great job across the board, but when she's talking to her, to, you know, saying that she's fine here, your wife's saying, you know, come out of this room, and she's saying, no, I'm fine here.
She's saying, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Yeah, that was kind of a chill down your neck moment.
Yeah.
She's a fantastic little girl. She's so sweet, so charming. She was such a pleasure to work with. And you're right. I mean, I think she has a natural ability, even for, I think she's 8 or 9, for a 9-year-old. And it was a joy to work with her, and I'm sure she's going to go on and do great things. I don't think she'll be able to see this movie for a number of years. her parents won't let her go see it, but she really loved like walking around, as a monster. You know, there were some scenes that she didn't like, you know, it was dark a lot in this house. We had it tinted a lot, and, we had a lot of practical effects, to be honest. So there was a lot of scenes where, you know, it was very noisy. It was very loud. Things were, you know, we had some air cannon. We had some lights that would blow. So I feel like the director, Greg Plotkin, did a really good job of sort of working around, you know, Ivy Spear. And she just had fun. She was just smiling all the time, and we loved having her. So I think she's got a great career ahead of her.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the like you said, with the practical effects as well, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in this movie. It's one thing I will say that I've always admired about the Paranormal Activity franchise is, you know, all the films, you have to watch the entire screen. And I'm sitting there, and I recall each and every Paranormal Activity movie, watching the entire screen, the big screen, and trying to figure out where my eyes need to look, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's going to fall, and in this one, what's going to appear. So that, you know, that great, just, you know, way to pull you into the action. And of course, this movie ends excellently. We don't want to give any spoilers, but it is very scary. The last maybe 15 minutes of this, you know, quite a thrill ride. But have you heard anything about, because of course, this is kind of like they're saying the last, at least for this story. Have you heard any rumblings of an additional Paranormal Activity?
You know, they're marketing it as the last one. I'm sure if it does really well at the box office, we'll probably won't see the last one. But for all intents and purposes, yeah, I think they've closed up the loop as many as they could in the mythology. I don't know where more it could go, and for all your listeners, you know, you'll see where it could go pretty obviously at the end of the movie, which I think is a great terrifying end and a great little piece forward. But they're saying they're not making another one, so who knows?
Yeah,
people like to stretch the truth here in Hollywood, don't they?
Right. Things can change quickly. And, you know, and Chris, you know, kind of staying on topic with future things going on, what's on the agenda for you? Is there anything in the works right now, any projects that you might be able to share with us?
Well, right now, I'm not, you know, I don't have a lead role in another feature lined up. I've been working really hard towards that end to get the next thing. I've been incredibly busy the last couple of weeks. I will say that I have two projects that I'm writing.
Are you a musician?
I'm not a musician.
Oh, you're not?
I just played clarinet in the sixth grade, and I was a baritone, a terrible baritone player in high school. I think I lasted all of 1 month until they made us sell cheese and crackers in the neighborhood.
Nice.
That's my musical catalog.
The only reason I asked is because there's another Chris Murray that is a musician. I was wondering if that was your website.
Oh, he's a ska artist, right?
He's a what?
I think he's a ska artist. Remember ska?
Yeah, ska, specials.
Reggae punk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Kind of reggae punk. Yeah, but no, as far as the future goes, you know, I live between New York and L.A. I've been spending a lot of time in L.A. I've been getting, like I said, I'm incredibly busy. I have some writing projects. Everything's been so crazy. It's been hard to kind of concentrate on anything recently. I have family in town now and just kind of waiting to get through the weekend and everything will come back to normal. But no, I'm really busy, and I look forward to, you know, whatever opportunities fly ahead, and I'm sure there will be some.
And I think that you will do a great job with whatever you do. Again, if you can make this feel real and make me like a Paranormal Activity movie. And again, I never hated any of them. I just never saw the appeal until now.
Talking about that, you know, I think people, you know, I've read some reviews. They're not all amazing, but I think people just get so caught up in the mythology and how they should end this thing. And when you watch it, it's a really funny, entertaining movie. It's a great ride.
And it takes place at Christmas time. I love horror Christmas movies.
Yeah, it takes place at Christmas time. So if you're interested in a movie, you can go with your wife or your friends, and you want to have fun, and you want to get scared, and you can handle that kind of thing, this is the movie for you.
I agree. Actor Chris Murray, thank you so much for helping us celebrate the release of Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension. Best luck to you, and happy Halloween.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
We'd love to have you on again sometime. Thanks.
All right. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Bye.
You too. And, of course, this is from Annabelle, the spinoff of The Conjuring from the association, Cherish. Annabelle the doll.
You know, I haven't seen Annabelle either, so I got to check Annabelle
She's
out
a cutie.
On The Conjuring.
She's a cutie, Annabelle.
Okay.
Yeah, Marlon Wayans likes her, too, I think.
He does. He probably does. Great stuff there. But very special thanks to Chris Murray. And we'll be right back here on Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies 5 and Halloween Spooktacular 4.